您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
Shanghai Disney Resort, due to open on June the 16th this year, has revealed its ticket price for the Magic Kingdom. Regular price of admission is 370 yuan, but peak pricing for holidays and weekends is set at 499 yuan. Do you think that's a tad expensive for the Chinese consumers? So guys, what is the pricing for going to these Shanghai Disney World, and what is the reaction from the public so far?
I think the regular price is 370 yuan. That's around 56 US dollars. However, most people are not looking at this price because their logic is, I can only go to the Disney Resort on weekends or holidays. So most people look at the peak pricing for the holidays and the weekends period, and that's almost 500 yuan. So if you look at 500 yuan,maybe your first instinct would be, well, this is kind of expensive.
Yeah, it does sound quite expensive. Mm. What do you do in Disney World? It's a theme park, and there's whole kinds of entertainment in there, and you're probably going to shop in there too, but just to enter the gate, that's kind of expensive. What do you think, Amy?
Well, I don't know. It doesn't actually surprise me that much, becauseDisneyland and Disney World are both really expensive no matter where you go. If you're in the U.S., if you're in Japan, if you're in Hong Kong, if you're here in China, I would imagine it would also be ridiculously expensive. I remember, like, when I was a kid, we went to Disney World, when I was in second grade, I think, and it was, like, a big deal because it is very expensive, right? So it's, like, a once-in-a-lifetime trip. Mm-hmm. It's something that your parents save up for a really long time and give you, like, the time of your life,at the Magical Kingdom, and it's not something that you do like every day or every year. So I totally understand that it would be expensive in China as well if you compare it to the rest of the world.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. You will not go there like every single day of your life. However, I think because this is the first Disney resort on the Chinese mainland, so I think the vast majority of kids have been waiting this forever. So maybe due to that enthusiasm, due to that long anticipation, maybe they would want to go there quite a few times, at least in the beginning period. So that you have to take into consideration.
Yeah, and I think it's really great that Amy mentioned what a big deal it is for American kids as well, going to Disney World. For Chinese consumers, I think thinking this is a theme park, and this is one of those choices of entertainment of the family, bringing your kid on a weekend. So maybe, I don't think we have that background knowledge that this is really expensive all over the world, and it's kind of a big deal for a family day out.
Yeah, I think that this might be a problem for Disney World here in China, is that it doesn't have the same kind of branding, and the branding doesn't have the same kind of effect here in China as it does elsewhere, right? Like, and if you do want to just go to any, like, you know, theme park, any amusement park, there are, like, a gazillion Chinese-owned theme parks you can go to that are all, like, probably about the same, just not Disney-themed.
But Disney themes mean so much. I think, right. Amy, you're underestimating the effect of Disney on me or on a lot of Chinese kids. Because it's not just Mickey Mouse, it's the whole princess, you know, series, and there's, like, you know, a whole bunch of princesses.
And it's not just for girls.
Right.
Because I visited the Orlando one at least twice when I was studying in the U.S., and back then I was a university student, and I loved every single minute of it.
Yeah, it's not just for girls, and it's not just for kids either.
Either. And there's also, like, Star Wars and a whole bunch of Hollywood-related characters, themes that is being presented there as well, because Disney, very powerful company, bought up a lot of those rights to merchandise and all
those
kind of things.
But I think that part of the problem that we're going to see here in China is that we do have a lot of issues with copyright here, right? So you go to these other theme parks, these, you know, random, I'm not going to name any names, but like random theme parks, and you're going to get fake Mickey Mouse, fake Minnie Mouse, fake Magic Kingdom. So for Chinese consumers, they really need to figure out, do they want to pay the money to go to the real Disney World, or is it good enough for your kids to go to this knockoff Disney World or, you know, other theme parks with similar, you know, themes?
Yeah, so in that sense, I actually think having the price set at a little bit high range is actually a good thing, because then you can teach people, see, we need to pay attention to issues like intellectual property, so we shouldn't waste money on knockoff stuff. We should pay more to the original stuff.
Well, yeah, totally. And if the original, as Mickey Mouse is officially arriving in Shanghai, you know, this June, then it's got a chance to prove that the original is better than all of the knockoffs. That's a really important point as well. And, well, I've been to Disney World. I grew up watching Disney cartoons, movies, and The Lion King is my all-time favorite. Still watch it once every year. That's like a ritual for me, and I have a good cry out. And it's a big deal for kids, I think.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to get your kids' attention focused on something, and then the parents don't need to worry too much about it, but the parents will be standing in queues for all these activities going on for kids. So that could be a burden. But I remember when I was like 7 years old, went to Florida, Disneyland. Oh my goodness, I was crying so badly when I left in the evening after watching the fireworks and the parade. I didn't want to leave that place. It was like fairy tale land, and I wanted to live there forever.
Yeah, well, I think that you bring up a couple of really good points, right? First of all, the thing that the Florida Disney World has that maybe Shanghai won't have right now, but could be something to reach for in the future, is that when you take a trip down to Orlando, it's a whole trip. It's not just Disney World that's down there. It's the Magic Kingdom, it's Epcot Center, it's all of the different
Universal
theme parks.
Universal
mm-hmm. Studios as well. So there's rival theme parks. And I remember when I was a kid, when we took our trip down there, it's you do a whole week full of theme parks and other really exciting activities that are all meant for kids, and it's like this fantastic experience. The second thing that I wanted to mention that you talked about is waiting in the queue, right? I've been to theme parks here in Beijing, and I remember in an entire day, like 8 hours, I only rode 3 rides. Mm-hmm. And so I think that raising the price will help cap the number of people that are going to come in, which will help make a better experience for the people who are going to the Disney World theme park.
Yeah, I think it's a legitimate point. However, I still don't think that's going to happen, at least not in the beginning stage, because people are going to be so crazy, so enthusiastic about this whole thing. I think no amount of money will stop them from trying this out.
That's true.
Yeah, and I think, you know, slapping an extra couple of hundred on top of what they're offering right now might not be a really strong pricing mechanism to, you know, fend off some people, especially considering the population here in China. And this has been considered as a major economic dynamo in that area for Shanghai as well, and with people really setting this on their like travel package and the thing to do that you will go tick, you go to Shanghai for a travel trip.
Right.
This is going to be like a huge thing. That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, and honestly, speaking of the pricing, although we keep saying 500 may seem or may at first seem a little bit expensive, but if you look at the prices for other places, it's actually not that bad. For example, the one in Hong Kong, the regular price is $539. That's not even the peak price. And then the regular price for the one in Los Angeles is $139. So that's 1,000 yuan or something.
And the one in Paris is 84 euros per adult ticket, and that's close to 600 yuan. So, yeah, it's pretty expensive all over the world. But people are doing a different kind of calculation, though, because if you compare it to the earnings, guys, do you have anything to say here?
Yeah, definitely. I think that that is, you know, the counterpoint, right, is that in the average monthly income in Hong Kong is around 23 1,000 Hong Kong dollars, which is about almost 20,000 RMB, right? And if you look at the income in mainland China, the average monthly income is 4,000 yuan. So, of course, that's a much larger chunk of your monthly income than it would be if you lived in Hong Kong. However, I still think that you have to think about this as a luxury good, right? Mm-hmm. People will spend the money to do it. They just will.
Well, if you treat it as a luxury good, then, you know, if the positioning is a little bit different in people's minds, then I think people won't be so arms in air about it.
I see people with 4,000 kwai monthly incomes who have iPhone 6s. Like, they're definitely going to go to Disneyland.
That's true. And also, if you just look at the prices and the people's earnings, true, people in Hong Kong, based on their earnings, they can actually go to the one in Hong Kong like 40 or 50 times per month. And the people here on the mainland can only go to the one in Shanghai maybe 10 times. But, like we keep saying, there's only so much need.
Right.
It's not like everybody needs to go there more than 10 times a month. So what's the difference between 10 and 40?
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Okay, that's a really valid argument, actually, because at first I was comparing the 40 to 10. I'm like, oh, this is terrible, you know, making it so unaffordable for Chinese people. Ooh, I'm just getting too excited today. But it's not really as simple as that. And plus, you don't need to get the special pass to go to Hong Kong to see that.
Right.
You know, and you can just go to Shanghai and see it.
Yeah, and I think that actually it doesn't really matter if we complain that the price is too high or not, right? Only Disneyland is going to be able to determine whether or not that is worth it for them, right? The market forces will take force, and whether people are willing to pay it or not, they'll adjust.
Yes, they'll adjust, and ultimately it is market decides the future kind of matter, maybe, more or less. But I just want to make one final point before we go on to our next topic and see you guys what you think on this, is I still think for anybody who has grown up under Disney influence or partially Hollywood influence here as well, since, like, we've talked about Star Wars bought by Disney, it's better if you go when you are little. I've told you, you know, at 7 years old, going to Florida to see the castle, and it was just such a great experience. And when I left Disney World, even at that tender age, I realized there was this moment of reflection for me that such happy and just pure joy days, there aren't that many to come. And that's just how great it was for me. And then when I went to the Tokyo one, when I was a teenager, I didn't feel anything similar to that anymore. And it just felt like, oh, so many queues, so many people, and the merchandise looks great, but it's so expensive. And I've lost that
innocence.
Yeah.
What? No! No, I'm still innocent. Totally different experience.
I think going as a teenager is maybe a bad idea. Wait till you're like in your early 20s and then go again, and it's amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It could be. Because you tend to get a little bit, you know, cynical when you're a teenager, rebellious and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
If you miss it long enough, you will have a brand new yearning.
Yeah.
Well, if you're paying for my ticket, I might go. We have lots of comments on Disney World. Well, it's a bit of a mixed reaction about the pricing. As Mo Xi Li says, the everyday ticket is all right, but the price for peak time, you know, which is the weekends when most people go,
500.
Too steep. Well, fair enough. And there's Jasmine saying, it's expensive compared with the local amusement parks. And she wants to know what is the comparison of prices from different countries, which we did offer you in the first half of the show, and you can probably make up your mind whether it's too expensive or not. I mean, the local amusement parks haven't really stepped up their game in terms of IP, intellectual property. I haven't thought of a good example that can be like as good as Disney in terms of, you know, the special content they're offering.
Right, and to be honest, none of us have seen the Shanghai Disney World yet, so we don't know if it's going to be that much better than local amusement parks, but it will definitely offer you more Disney IP-themed events. And it's not just about the rides at Disney World, it's also about the characters you can meet and the shows and the plays and the fireworks, and there's tons of stuff at Disney World that are not just rides.
That's totally true. I mean, we keep saying it's the whole package. There's an occasion when you can say it's the whole package. It's not just the rides. Because personally, I'm a giant fan of pop culture in general. So when you visit these places, it can remind you of so many stories you enjoy, so many cartoons you enjoy, so many different characters that are part of the process of your growing up, and that's a very special feeling.
Yeah.
I would be curious, though, when they do open, I would like to compare and contrast. How does Disney World fare compared to local amusement parks?
Yeah, that'd be very interesting. At first I thought, since I'm all grown up right now, I don't want to go, but after speaking with you guys, yeah, I'm very tempted now. I am.
Totally, you should go with your besties, BFFs.
Okay. Yep. Well, if us three can go together, it'd be very interesting.
Sure, I'd be
up
for that.
We should have a CRI pay for that.
We'll probably have to fund it ourselves and have a roundtable discussion in Disney World. That sounds so geeky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But lovely at the same time.
I think so, too. And Kong Kong says, I think the price is much cheaper compared to other Disneylands. For most Chinese people, it's reasonable. Okay, that's very interesting, Kong Kong, because you're saying otherwise than what most other of our WeChat listeners are saying, and she thinks that, especially when it comes to tourism, when you've bought a ticket, booked the package to go somewhere, people are willing to pay more because you've made that effort and you want that trip to be good and wholesome, and apparently going to Disneyland can be
experience
good
of a lifetime.
Yes, as you go to Shanghai. And in addition, what really matters is whether the Disneyland can entertain tourists, and if it can, if people are happy with their experience, then the price is definitely acceptable. And also, we have Han saying, socialism means a park should be designed and made affordable for everyone, or at least for the average citizen, and capitalism means you pay to get into the park, and the rich can even pay more to skip the line. Well, yeah, I think
how Disney World works. It's a corporation. And it is not it's not like a socialist government. It's a corporation.
Yeah.
Yes, and it is the C word that we're using here, and you know, maybe we're S-word country, but the SeaWorld word has a...
Well, they should bring SeaWorld together with the
SeaWorld. Why not? But the C-word, you know, has big stands here, too. And there is Cheng Xiaoling saying, oh, that's too expensive. 50 kuai is pretty expensive for me, and please don't say that I am cheap. Nobody's calling you cheap, dear Cheng Xiaoling. And Lin Xuebi says, that is so expensive, the ticket price. And don't forget, once you enter the park, you'll be spending on drinking, eating, and all those merchandise. And our dear listeners, the merchandise are just so irresistible. It's very difficult not to buy something. And I've seen in the U.S. that parents can be, they're so generous to their kids. They buy, like, bags of merchandise for their kids.
Who are these parents? We didn't get to buy any merchandise. We brought our own sandwiches in for lunch.
I think that's the strategy there. It's very difficult to resist the temptation to buy stuff, but at least you can prepare your own food, so you can save money there.
Yeah, I mean, when I was growing up, we did not have a lot of money. We could go to Disney World, but we couldn't, like, buy everything there is to buy in Disney World. And just because, like, you're going there doesn't mean that you have to buy the merchandise. You don't have to buy the food there. You don't have to, like, spend the extra money. Those are all optional things.
Those are all optional things that the kids will be crying about that they wanted. And my parents only said, well, we didn't have a lot of money. So my mom and dad were like, okay, we're here. So that's your dream come true, all right? You have the privilege to pick one merchandise.
Oh, wow.
And you bring home.
Lucky you.
Yeah, and so I was in that store for like an hour just trying to figure out what precious little thing I'm going to take home with me. And yeah. I still have it with me. Till today.
See, and that's, as a parent, you need to set up the expectation that you can't have everything that you want all the time.
Now I remember why I saw so many, well, I think I saw so many American parents shopping for, like, bags and bags of merchandise for their kids, because I couldn't have that.
Yeah.
That's probably why.
Yeah.
Maybe a false impression. Okay, and there's Bringin saying, last Christmas... excuse me, I went to Orlando, and the price was for the Magic Kingdom ticket was $102 US.
Mm.
So it's not really that expensive if you do a comparison, a direct comparison of the Shanghai price and the Orlando one. And don't forget, you have saved yourself a plane ticket and also the visa problems and cost. So why not?
Mm.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty great for the Shanghai Disney World in that sense. And Romantic says, I haven't been to the Disney World, so I don't know whether it is worth the price. But if there is it's similar to Happy Valley, so that's Huanlegu, then it's too expensive. Okay, so
how much is Happy Valley? That's like 200 kwai? 300
kwai? Something like that, I think.
That's not that far off, really.
And also, I may get into trouble for saying this, I think Disney World is much better.
I've been to Happy Valley, yeah, and to be honest, it was ridiculously crowded and...
boring.
Yeah, and kind of boring.
Okay, and I haven't even been to Happy Valley because I just don't think any theme park experience is going to top mine in Florida. And I think the strong point that Disney has is IP.
Mm.
Because the theme park, if you dissect it, it's theme plus park. And if you only have the park, like Happy Valley, then it doesn't really mean that much. But
right.
if you have like a very rich content with the theme, and if people grow up watching these stuff and believing in it, oh, that means a lot.
I think if you can offer a better experience than Happy Valley or other local theme parks, then definitely they're going to do better.
All right. Well, we're not jumping into any conclusion, but I think our attitude is kind of obvious.
Yeah.
And I hope nobody from Happy Valley is listening.
Or, leave a message for us, and I will personally deliver it to Liu Yan. And all those negative stuff that's been said about Happy Valley, it's from Liu Yan, all right? It has nothing to do with Amy or myself.
Yeah.
Or you can convince me otherwise. Maybe send me a ticket. I can go there and judge it for myself one more time.
All right, you intelligent man. I tried to set up you a trap, and that didn't really work.